Mike Ingram, who is the men's basketball coach at Lansing Community College. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Tony, I'm good. How you doing?
Doing very well. Had a couple of emails from some folks who are doing the same thing I'm trying to figure out. How do you find a good camp for your kid? And in regards to a camp, let's talk basketball camps, what do you need to look for?
Well, I think the first thing you need to look for is to see if there's a camp in your community, if your high school is running one, and then see if it's a good one. And then I think you also have to, you know, look for the type of camp that you're looking for also, if it's a specialty camp, you know, if it's a guys camp, if it's a post camp. You know, things like that, but also camps with good reputations. I think that our camp here at LCC has a good reputation for skill work and organization and games. And so I think that you just have to find the camp that you're looking for. But first, I think that you have to just see if there's one in your community that's a good camp.
Yeah, what should you run from in regards to a camp?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about, you know, anybody who's on campus. I think everybody tries to do the best that, you know, they can do. But I just think that it's whatever you're looking for. You know, I started my camp for my kids. I wanted to make sure that they had a week of great basketball, but also, you know, a lot of skill work. I wanted them to learn something. And as my kids got older, you know, I just kept staying with it because it turned out to be a good thing for them. And so, and they thought it was a good thing, and they wanted me to keep doing it for other kids. So my camp started out with just me wanting my kids to have a good solid camp to go to.
Want to talk about the NBA Championship Series, which is going on now. Miami took a big step in earning that championship in winning last night's game against Oklahoma City. What's your take? Can Miami get this deal done tomorrow night?
You know, I think they're going to get it done. I think that, I think LeBron's the greatest player in the game right now. I think that another thing that people fail to realize is that not only is he the best player in the game, but that Wade is a superstar, a mega superstar. And because LeBron gets so much play about, you know, how good he is, people tend to forget that, you know, Wade. And then you got Bosh. And I think that the other thing is that they are the three best defensive players in the series. And I really believe that, Oklahoma's best defense is their offense. And I think that the trend that I've seen the last couple of games is I think that Miami knows that they can stop Oklahoma down the stretch, and they know that Oklahoma can't stop them.
Is Michigan State's Draymond Green ready for the NBA? Do you think he should be a first-round pick?
I think so. I think his body of work says that he's a first-round pick. I think, you know, he put in 4 years. He got better every year. His team got better. I think that he's an intangible guy. I think I told Tom one time this year, I said, well, you're really lucky that you're an intangible guy, the guy that takes charges, the guy that cheers guys on, the guy that makes all the plays, the guy that does everything is your best player. And I think that in the NBA, I think he could be like Shane Battier. I really do think Shane might be a better athlete right now, but I also think that Draymond's a better athlete than people give him credit for.
All right, before we let you go, Mike, just tell us what you think we can expect from Michigan State and Michigan's basketball teams next year.
I'm a big fan of both teams and both coaches. I think that right now, probably on paper, that Michigan might have, they might have a few better guys on paper, you know what I mean? But I think that, you know, Tom's guys always work, you know, really hard. I think they both have pros. Appling, I think that he's going to just be an NBA player. And I think Hardaway's going to be an NBA player. And so they might have a couple other guys. And then I've heard that the one kid that they're bringing in, Michigan State's bringing in, is like one of their best recruits in the year.
Harris kid from Fort Wayne.
Right. But, you know, right now, you know, I'm just thinking about, you know, what we're trying to do at LCC as far as what we're going to look like. And, you know, if a couple pieces come together for us, I think that we possibly going to have a great team also.
Any local kids going, new kids going to be on next year's team?
Yeah, you know, I got a few, but, you know, I'm returning a couple all-conference, you know, guards. I think we've recruited great size, you know, four or five guys are 6'6", 6'7". I don't think they're ready to play right now, but they remind me of a team I had a few years ago that we were really big, and they just knew their roles, and I think these guys are similar guys, and I'm hoping that in the next day or so we're going to get a confirmation from a big transfer from a Division I school. I think that's really going to help us.
All right, Mike Ingram is the men's basketball coach at Lansing Community College. Thanks, Mike.
All right, Tony. Thanks, man, for giving me a call and give me a chance to give you a couple views on a couple things, okay?